everybody, it's Celine
and TJ,
and we're back for another episode of
TJ and Celine and Nerd Out Two Nerdy Things.
This week,
top draw.
Wonderful, darling. Wonderful. Another.
Another. Pish posh.
Pish posh. It's Tuesday.
Isn't it though?
It's not, but it is.
It's a bit odd, isn't it?
A bit odd. Teen crumpets for you, love.
No babes.
No babes. No, no. Not going to do that, babes. Absolutely not. I don't really know what you want from me, babes. Sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
We're back again this week.
With a very exciting topic.
Yes, a very exciting topic. We're actually going to talk about the six wives of King Henry. Yeah, I think it was King Henry. Was it King James? Whatever, they all sound the same. Anyway, he had six wives, and there's an entire musical about it, which the reason for that being that he fucked up every single time. One of them, he killed. The other one, he killed. One of them died during childbirth. Probably would have killed her, too. Maybe he killed, like, three out of six wives. Anyway, he ended up with the last one. Probably because he was too old. He'd given up at that point. That's not the topic. The topic is, how come women in history have been killed so often and men have not? Have you noticed? Like, Marie Antoinette, killed. Anne Boleyn, killed. I'm sure there's more. I mean,
I'm trying to think, actually, now.
There's a lot, I'm pretty sure. Khaleesi?
Well, I guess.
There's a lot of women that have been killed. Whatever. Sue me.
Wasn't Lilith killed?
Lilith was killed.
Wasn't she?
I think so. Because they thought she was a hoe. Same with all the wives of King Henry. I think it's King Henry. I hope it's King Henry and I haven't said his name 15 times. Who cares? It was an old white guy.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah, we're just going to talk about the monarchy. And why all these women died, and what the monarchy means to me and TJ. What does it mean to you, TJ?
The monarchy, to me, means absolutely jack shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because the monarchy literally gets paid to do absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They have no political power, mm-hmm. no say in how their country is governed. Mm-hmm. They're literally there to just be pretty. And they're, most of them aren't.
Mm. Agreed.
Because of lots of inbreeding.
Just to clarify for you guys, Queen Elizabeth was married to her first cousin. The Queen Elizabeth that just passed, rest in peace, was married to her first cousin. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It's very weird.
To keep the bloodlines pure.
And like, what's so good about your brother? Like, what's so good?
That's what I really want to understand. It's like, so someone down the line said, you know what? These people. And then that was it. And then we just
continue
to be obsessed with them because they come from a very long line of
inbreeding
royalty.
And like, what the fuck? What were you guys doing?
And your sister, apparently.
Yeah. Apparently.
Your brother cousin.
Like, no, people are always, like, giving shit to Game of Thrones for all the incest and stuff in the show. In shows.
And yeah.
I'm just like, okay, I just want you, I'll have you know, George R. R. Martin didn't just pull this out of his ass.
No.
This was a thing among the monarchies.
Yes.
They really did fuck each other to keep bloodlines pure.
Bloodlines pure and to keep the money within the family. Yes. So they didn't have to
share.
Yeah.
So, like, if this isn't a new concept, he didn't make that up. Very real.
Yes.
Now, Cersei fucking her twin brother? Sure. A little weird.
Probably happen.
Probably. At this rate, the things that didn't happen would surprise me. To be the fly on the wall.
Agreed.
That's not what we're really talking about.
It's really not. But I do think the monarchy is... I think the monarchy itself is ridiculous, but no denying that it is fascinating.
Fun fact. Can I tell you a fun fact about it?
Love fun facts.
So, you know when a king is crowned, his queen is called the queen consort, because she's not, like, the ruler.
Yeah.
When Queen Elizabeth was crowned, her husband, Prince Philip, could not be called the king, because that would mean he was ruler. Mm-hmm. So he was just always Prince Philip, because
she was pissed about it.
Yep. And she was going to be, and she was always going to be queen, because if they had labeled him king, he would be considered the ruler, because there is no such thing as a king consort.
Right. Because he would outrank her then.
Yes.
Did you ever watch The Crown?
Yeah. Oh, I suppose you did too. I'm sorry.
No, it's, so I don't know. I don't know how true to life it actually is.
I heard it's like so accurate that they were mad.
I heard the queen actually watched it. She watched it on Sundays, apparently.
I heard she liked it.
Yeah.
I heard Prince Charles did not like it.
I heard that too, actually. I didn't hear about that Prince Charles. I heard that Prince Philip did not like it.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. Her husband is Prince Philip. Right. Sorry.
I don't know how Charles, if he had an opinion on it. Reason why I find it so... I don't find the monarchy themselves fascinating. I find... the fact about how they became king, how Queen Elizabeth's father became king. He was not supposed to be king. Mm-mm. His brother abdicated the throne.
Mm-hmm. To marry a commoner.
And she was divorced, which mm-hmm. was like a big no-no back in the day. You could not be king and marry someone who was already been married and divorced. It went against the church rules, mm-hmm. which funny, but
Catholicism.
Yeah. So, like, that part fascinates me because it totally was a different... talk about a total different trajectory of your life.
Completely different.
I mean, you grew up your whole life thinking, I'm never going to be king. Yep. It's my brother's job. I'm never going to do it. And then all of a sudden, he's like, hey.
Peace out.
I don't want to do this.
Bye.
And talk about, like, you know, back in the day when traditions were... we're pretty, you followed them. There was no, you don't get a choice.
No.
The fact that he did it, like, good for him.
Good for him for marrying who he wanted.
Right. You know, and not sticking to what was expected of him.
We might have had a better scenario if Charles just did fucking that too.
Yeah. So it's like, it's just interesting to think about, like, what would have happened if he would have remained king. You know?
So, like, in all technicality, if we went by just, like, the line, Princess Anne, Queen Elizabeth's sister, should have been queen next. Like, if we just were going by technicalities, you know, like, who was...
Wasn't she younger, though?
No. I mean, after Queen Elizabeth died.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Not Prince Charles. Yeah. They're still following the rules of succession.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so...
If I were Queen Elizabeth, I would have been like, fuck you, Charles.
Yes.
My sister's getting the throne.
Yes. So, like, yeah, that part interests me, the fact that, like, he abdicated the throne. I mean, just talk about what a scandal. And what, I mean, I personally think it's very brave of him to do it, but, like...
He still says he doesn't regret it.
No, I mean, he got to live the life he wanted, you know?
Or he said he didn't regret it. Sorry. Right.
And then, of course, Princess Diana, who everybody loved.
The people's princess.
Yes. And, like... I loved the fact that she didn't want any part of it. You know what I mean? Like, she was kind of forced into it.
I think she really did love Charles.
When she realized, some point, yes.
When she realized Charles didn't love her.
Yeah.
I think, like, the tides shifted and she's just like...
Yes. At first, I think she did. Mm-hmm. And then I think once she realized that he loved Camilla, mm-hmm. and I mean, they're still together to this day. I mean, like.
I just don't understand why he couldn't have just married her. I get it.
She was already married.
I know. I get it. But, like, just the, like, they ended up married. So, like, the amount of, like, just sadness you would have kept at bay if you had just let fucking Diana just live her life. She'd be alive right now.
Yeah. So like, that part interests me too, because, and she did so much for the people.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
she would, like, go to Africa.
Right.
And, like,
and she shook hands, I think, with a man who had AIDS, which was like...
She gave him a hug.
Right. Or yeah, she gave him a hug, which, like...
Unheard of then.
Someone of her stature who mm-hmm. did something like that was huge. Mm-hmm. And I think it was great of her. Mm-hmm. So, like, that part interests me. But, like, the monarchy itself.
She's also beautiful.
She was.
Yeah.
And very, very classy.
I was going to say, her style is still iconic. I still rock a Diana look once in a while. Or on my bike shorts with a sweatshirt. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm Diana.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, 10 minute and 30 second tangent later.
This is going to be longer than the episode.
Probably. We're not here to talk about the monarchy. No.
Which would be a very interesting topic to talk about one day. If we wanted to.
Yes.
We're actually going to talk about something we've been talking about for a while now.
Yes. Before we move on to that, though, what are your thoughts on the monarchy?
So I know you said that they don't have any power. They don't have any technical power. I do think that they have, like, sway.
They have,
like,
sway.
They have, like, pull.
Right.
So if they want something to happen, I think it does.
Their opinion is taken into account. But at the end of the day, it's the prime minister.
Yeah, but it's all a money game, and they have more money than the prime minister.
True.
So whoever has the most in their bank is the one calling the shots. True. So when the queen wanted something, I mean, if you look throughout history, when she said she wanted something passed, it passed.
Right.
You know? So even, like, if they don't have parliament technically has control over everything, same could be said about America, right? Like, the president technically doesn't have a whole lot of pull. If everyone says no, the president can't just be like...
Yeah. Right. It's almost like a board of directors.
Yeah. They've got, like, a panel, essentially. I think the monarchy should be disbanded. I don't think that any sort of, like, prince or princesship should be around anymore. It's very dated.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives people, like, a weird... It's almost like for people, it's like watching history.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're seeing history in person. And, like, the weirdest thing about Queen Elizabeth dying is people were standing in line for, like, 15 hours to, like, say goodbye to her. Do you know who I would stand 15 hours in line to say goodbye to? My mom or dad.
Like, my mom or dad. Not someone I've never met before. Probably didn't really care about me.
Not at all. I understand. She was the queen. She was the second longest reigning monarch in the world.
Who's the first?
King Henry. I think it was a German king.
Oh, I thought she was the long. I don't know for sure. I'm not up to date on my.
I'm pretty sure she's the second longest. Because she was
kings and queens.
She was the queen for 70 years, and somebody was king for 72.
Oh wow.
So she had just hung on for two more years. She would have beat the record.
I do think it's funny, though. She never stepped down.
I love that she didn't sit down. She's like, no.
I think she did it out of spite.
Well, and then did you hear about the rule she gave Charles? When he's 80, he has to abdicate the throne to one of his kids.
Well, he's not far off.
It's 6 years away.
Right.
But it's not a rule. It's not even, like, a stipulation. She just requested.
Yeah.
So, like, we'll see if in 8 years he actually abdicates. Because she was 90, what, 6? 97? Yeah. And she never abdicated, so.
Yeah. I think she said she never would. As long as she could do it, she said she'd never do it. She never. Yeah. As long as she was mind and able to do the job.
Which, super badass. Like, she's done some, like, questionable things. Because people are like, oh my god, I loved Queen Elizabeth. And while I do love that, like, a queen was in... the seat. It's always been all hail the queen in my lifetime and yours.
Yeah.
It's never been all hail the king.
No.
Which has been the case for a lot of other people, you know? So for me now, Charles being all hail the king, Charles is just not like my king. He's just not a king to me. I don't know.
Charles is a pussy.
Yeah.
Sorry, but he is.
He did eight. He was much uglier when he was younger than he is now.
The guy that played him in the show was way better looking than he was in real life.
They were very nice.
Yes. Agreed. Do you like the monarchy?
I don't really care about them.
I just don't. Yeah. Like, I don't understand the fascination.
I don't really care. When, like.
And the obsession.
Yeah. When Prince William got married, you know how it was, like, a huge deal and people were like. Freaking out, and it was on all news channels, and you can actually watch the wedding at, like, 5 in the morning our time, because it was in London a different time.
My neighbor woke up to watch it. She was obsessed with the royal family. She woke up at like 4:30 just to get ready to watch it.
Like, no.
Like, it's, I guess it's like, it's like people being fascinated with celebrities.
Yeah.
You know, because that's like our version of royalty. Yeah. But there's no celebrity I would be like, oh my God, I'm getting up at 3:30 because you have a new book coming out.
Forget, like, book is reasonable because you can at least buy the book.
You know what I mean? Or like
if somebody, if a celebrity's getting married and they're announcing it on TV or like watching it on TV and it's at 4 a.m, I'm not waking up to do that.
No, it's weird.
I'm trying to think of if there's anybody that I would do that for. I love a lot of celebrities. I'm attracted to a lot of them. Would I wake up to watch their wedding? Absolutely not.
Main reason why is because they don't know I'm doing it. And it doesn't affect me, so why do I care?
And also because I love myself.
Right. And
it's
we're not...
It's a crime. Just not sleep.
And the reason why is because we hate it.
Fuck.
Right.
Like, I barely like waking up as it is. Now you want me to wake up for a wedding I'm not even invited to? Weird. It's like, weird.
I want to be like, you know you don't get anything for it. Just... You just get tired.
Like, you don't get a swag bag for just watching this fucking thing.
No.
Weird. Okay, could you do me a favor?
Absolutely.
Could you move Stranger Things around with the witch book?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll do it later. It's packed in there.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. So, that was now almost a 17-minute tangent.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Okay.
Because I was interested.
Yeah,
I mean, I think you were too. So that's what we're here. We're here to talk about stuff that's interesting. I guess it's not that bad. What are we really here to talk about?
We're here to talk about episode 6 of...
Oh my God. She-Hulk. Attorney at law.
Attorney at law.
Oh my God.
Just Jen.
Just Attorney Jen. Attorney at law. Every time I see Just Jen, I think of Just Jack from Will and Grace. Just Jack.
Did you watch that revival?
Yeah. It was fine. I just hate when shows get political. You know? Because like you always say, it's such a weird platform to do it on. You know?
I get it, like having a voice and whatnot, but like a lot of people aren't here to watch that.
Like, no.
No offense. Like I studied politics.
No. I don't want to see something about how much these characters hate Trump. I get it. A lot of people dislike him.
Lord knows I hate Trump. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
But I hate every politician.
I just hate everybody.
I hate everyone, really. Like,
so, I mean, it's just equal opportunity.
Like.
Right.
It's harder to find people I like, I should say.
Yes. But no, I did watch the revival. I love the original. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't see it till just like probably about 5-6 years ago. No. Doesn't matter. And I used to watch it on my lunch break when I worked at the bank. Great show, though.
Oh, Will and Grace.
Still holds up. Still so freaking funny.
I used to watch it whenever I would stay homesick from school. And I watch with my mom, usually. And she'd always be like, one day Will and Grace are going to get together. And I was like, Mom, you understand that he's gay. And she's like...
Which, when the show premiered, that was, like, pretty unheard of. To have a show with not one but two pretty prominent gay actors,
mm-hmm.
or gay characters. They're mm-hmm. not gay themselves. Well, one of them is.
I was saying,
yes. Yeah.
Will isn't actually gay.
No. Life. I think he's married and has kids.
Yeah.
But Sean Williams?
Yeah. I think so.
Is that right?
I think you're right.
Well, you know who I'm talking about. Jack.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is gay in real life. But anyways, not Will and Grace.
Another tangent.
It's okay. We're here to talk about She-Hulk, Just Jen, episode 6.
Yes.
So we actually watched this episode not on Wednesday. We watched it Tuesday. We watched it a day earlier than normal.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Weird, because normally we watch it on Wednesdays.
Yep.
And then the next day, the new fucking episode comes out.
And you get depressed.
Yes. So, what did we think about this episode?
For sure a filler.
100% a filler.
They even say it's a filler, basically.
So, I respect a show that can make fun of itself. Yeah. And this show does that. It knows that it had an uphill battle. it knows that people are hating on it. Mm-hmm. And it knows when we're like, hey, you know, this, I you were hoping for a continuation, but this is its own thing. I think she even says that. This is its own thing.
She's like, this is its own thing. It's a self-contained wedding episode.
Yes.
And she's like, is it inconvenient? Yes. Aren't all weddings.
Right. So, yeah, like basically making fun of itself, letting us know, hey, it's a filler.
So my question is, why do you think that they put a filler in? Because while it was a good episode, because they all are, they're all very funny.
Yeah.
It really didn't, like, do a lot in pushing along the storyline.
It didn't further the plot. Honestly, it didn't really do anything.
Which makes you wonder, why was it?
I guess the only thing that they introduced was the intelligentsia.
Oh, the trolls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the very end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which wasn't even, like, that big.
It wasn't long enough for it to be, like...
No. So, apparently, the intelligentsia, which is, like, such a mouthful, intelligentsia... it was introduced back in Age of Ultron. Someone found it. If you look on a document, it says found via intelligentsia. I was like, you're telling me they've been planting this shit for almost 10 years, which doesn't surprise me. But yeah, isn't that crazy?
How do they do that?
I want to know who keeps track of it. Be like, you know what? We're going to start this now. We're going to wait about 8 years before we circle back to it, but people are going to notice.
There's got to be, like, a group of people called the Consistency Makers or something like that. That's actually a good title.
Yes.
Something like that. And they just, like, literally are like, we're putting this here, note. Like, we put this here.
It is someone's job.
Yeah.
I read somewhere, they're like, it is actually someone's job to storyboard out events and how... where the seeds are planted and where they come to fruition. Isn't that nuts? They're like, it's actually someone's job to keep track of the history of the MCU so that there's very few inconsistencies.
Somebody's literally an MCU historian.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Thank you.
Been
here for a while.
Yep. Literally though, like their job is to make sure that
it's consistent.
That certain things line up down the road, which I think is brilliant and a great way to keep it. How do I want to say? Keep it not consistent. I mean, yes, consistent, but keep it relevant. No, not relevant. Keep it like engaging.
Fresh.
Yes. So I thought that was brilliant. That was really the biggest takeaway from this episode, was we get introduced to the group, the intelligentsia, and we find out they're basically trying to figure out a way to, I hate this word, penetrate She-Hulk's skin.
Literally.
And probably Hulk's skin too, because they're both bulletproof.
Yeah.
That's really the kind of the gist of the episode.
Mean, it's that beyond that, straight up, it's her at a wedding. The most interesting thing that happens at this wedding is that Titania shows up and like is like, let's fight, bitch. And Jen is very drunk because she's in Jen form, not in Hulk form. And then she gets into Hulk form and she gets undrunk because healing.
Yeah.
Her
metabolism is.
Yeah. And then she's sober again. They fight and then like. Even that wasn't that big of a deal. The bride was like, it's totally fine. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. She's hammered.
Yeah. She's like, that was amazing. Yep. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, we get to see a fight between Titania and She-Hulk. Jameela Jamil does not know how to throw a punch. She like punches like this. You know, like, almost like a slap with your fist.
Whoever choreographed her either is a genius or she's useless.
Yeah. Because I was watching the fight scene and I'm like, this girl cannot punch. And it was a little awkward, a little hard to watch on her end.
Yeah. It was, I think that, excuse me, I think that that was specific, like, choreography, like, they were meant to do that, but.
I will say my favorite moment was when She-Hulk bitch slapped her so hard that she wrecked her veneers. Because I really felt that. I really wanted to just do that.
I just wanted to get makeup wiped to her face and see how much of her eye makeup comes out. Because I feel like she always has the most elaborate eye makeup.
Literally.
It's like a wing.
Yes.
Not like even like an eyeliner wing. Like her entire eye is a wing.
It's a Victoria Angel Secret wing.
On her eye. I'm like, damn girl, isn't that heavy on your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
I respect the shit out of women who can just wear makeup like that though. Like, I mean, every woman is beautiful wearing makeup, whatever. I don't mean that. I mean, like, comfortably walk around with, like just a full eye. Like, I feel like I would just look around and see purple out of the corner of my eye. Right? Like, whoa.
And, like, some women do it every day.
How respect.
I'm like, respect. First of all, I'd be like, my skin would probably, if it was me, my skin would probably break out something fierce.
Second of all,
I'm like, it would take, like, hours.
It takes me, like, long enough to just put on basic makeup. Little Celine, though, can do a full beat on her face in, like, 15 minutes.
Probably because she's done it so much, though.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's so respectable. I'm like...
Right. She probably knows how to do it quick and how to make it look good quick.
Quickly. Yeah. Yes. She was getting ready for something, and it took her... I was like, we have to leave in 10. And she was like...
On it.
She's like, I got time. I was like, 10 minutes is enough time for you? She had nothing on. She was like, yes, we're good. And then literally 5 minutes later, she had all her eye stuff on, almost ready to go, threw on an outfit. And I was like, the amount of work I would need to do, I think I'm a fast get readier until I like get around women who do more than me in smaller amounts of time. And I'm like.
One of my favorite shows to watch. I know, shocking, RuPaul's Drag Race. Some of those men take like 3 to 4 hours. Some of them can get ready in like 45 minutes and they look stunning. I'm like I would actually, some of them I would mistake them for an actual woman. I'm like, you are a beautiful woman.
Like Violet Chachki does very good makeup.
Yeah.
Who's the one that wears a corset?
Oh, they all do. I can't remember, but some of them are butt ugly. Like you can tell it's a dude in makeup, but some of them are. Courtney Act. He's from Australia. He is a very pretty woman. I was like, you're a good looking man and you're a pretty woman. It's crazy. I really don't have a whole lot more to say about this episode.
I
really
have nothing to say.
I think we spent more time talking about the monarchy than we did She-Hulk, but
there's not a lot. It's a funny episode. There's just not a lot to dish on.
There's just not a lot to dig into, and that's fine.
No, it happens.
Yeah.
It's still fun to watch. I highly recommend it.
Yeah. We do not get the reveal of her outfits.
We do not. No.
I do think that that's coming. And Daredevil is not in this, which a lot of people were pissed about. But
yeah, but I think, so when we have like 6 episodes, episode 4 and 5 are like the highlights, right?
Yeah.
Now that we have 9 episodes, I think episodes 7 and 8 are going to be the big ones.
Yeah. And we're still going to watch.
We're always going to watch.
Because it's a fun show. It's honestly, I think, probably one of the funnest shows we watched yet. Other than Ms. Marvel, that was pretty cute.
That was very cute.
That was cute, but like kind of heavy at times too.
This is like very easy to watch.
Yeah.
And it almost is too short. We'll literally get into an episode and then it'll end and we're like, what?
Mm-hmm. What honestly I wish they would do at the end of each series or season, I wish they would do like a mega cut of all the episodes. So that you could just watch the whole thing without stopping and going.
Like a movie style almost.
Right. Yeah. Like where you don't have each episode that starts with the credits. Yeah. It literally just keeps going. Yes. One major cut.
It wouldn't even be that long for She-Hulk because each episode's like 20 minutes.
Right.
You cut out the end credits.
Right. Yeah, then put in the end credits
at
the very end.
I'm sure it would be like a movie. Eventually. Right.
I would love that.
Awesome. Because
then it would be like, you get their whole story, but in like a couple hour span.
That's such a good idea.
I'm full of them.
You're a genius.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I have nothing else more to talk about.
I got Nana Enchilada.
That's still 30 minutes.
Pretty good.
15 of it was the monarchy.
Lizzie, I had a lot to say about her.
Our Queen Elizabeth is Scarlett Johansson. Celine texted me that.
No, Elizabeth Olsen is my Queen Elizabeth.
What did I say? Queen
Scarlett
Elizabeth? Oh, she's my queen too.
She's my queen, absolutely. But like, if I had to pick an Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth Olsen. Yeah, sorry.
AKA Lizzie. When you said that, yeah. I was like nodding because I was like, agreed. But yeah. Also, that's not what I said.
I was like, wait. Yeah. Well, they're still, they're queens in my book.
Yeah, they're literally my monarchy. So. Yep.
All right.
Did you see that she's being recruited to potentially be on Game of Thrones or whatever, House of the Dragon next year?
Yes. I think it'd be great.
That's genius.
Mm-hmm.
They need some huge name like her.
Agreed. Speaking of, I got two things we're going to talk about, but did you see what Kevin Feige said about Lizzie? About, I sent it to you, about how last we saw her, rubble fell on her, and yeah. He's like, did she die? I thought I saw some red light in there, basically confirming that she's still alive.
She's not dead.
And he said, I think we still have a lot of stories to tell with her. And even she said, I think we need to see her redemption arc. She's not going anywhere.
She said she loves the role. She read the entire comic book arc, all of her arcs, to prepare for this role.
And there's a lot of story to her character.
And she's just getting started. I don't think we've seen her at her peak yet.
No. So that's exciting.
She's going to be the next, like, strongest save the world ass bitch. You know what I mean?
Yes. Exactly. So that's exciting. I'm very excited about that.
Also, while we're on the topic of Marvel, TJ texted me yesterday, and he said, watch this now, in all caps.
Yes.
And
because I wanted you to see it before you, because I knew it was going to be like
everywhere
quickly.
So I am a little puppy, and I immediately opened it and was like, okay, watching now. And it's Ryan Reynolds, and I thought he sent it to me just because it's Ryan Reynolds, and then he knows that, you know, I love Ryan.
Well, yeah, he's amazing.
Love him. He's in my top five. My top five is my hall passes, if you guys have not tuned in ever, which you're dumb if you haven't. Mason is aware of those as well, so you can go rat to him.
He has them too.
Yeah, he does. It's Ryan Reynolds, and he gets on screen, and he's like, so we've been doing a lot of thinking, yada, 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 about Deadpool and like what stories we have to tell, and came up with nothing. And I was like,
yeah, I did some really deep soul searching.
And when they did that, I thought they were canceling it at first.
Right.
I was like, what? And then he goes,
what?
Except for one idea. And then you see somebody. Well, first he's like, Hugh, what do you think about playing Wolverine one more time? And Hugh Jackman is going up the stairs. Sure.
Sure, Ryan.
And they confirmed that Wolverine is going to be in the next Deadpool.
And then you see Ryan Reynolds look at the camera, and he like raises his eyebrows like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
People, Hugh Jackman is coming back as Wolverine at least one more time.
If not more.
He said he was done. He felt like Logan was a great send-off to the character. Thank the Lord for Ryan Reynolds.
They're best friends in real life. So I'm like...
like... He single-handedly brought him back to the MCU.
Okay, I just want to, like, I want to know. I wish we could just have been a fly on the wall for, like, because they're probably at dinner with their wives and, like, because they're friends and they actually hang out.
Right.
And he's probably like, dude, like, you got to come back. I'm doing Deadpool. It's rated R. MCU owns it now. Like, come back.
And they were already in, The Origins movie together.
Yep.
So there's already some history there.
That's how they became
friends. Right, right.
That's how they became friends.
So there's already some history there.
Yes.
And you know they're going to call back to that.
They're going to make a joke about that so hard.
Absolutely.
So he makes, in the first two movies, he jokes about his original Deadpool so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a disgusting portrayal.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally a mockery of the character of Deadpool. I don't even know why they did that. Anyway, sorry.
Shameful.
It was so, so I loved Deadpool because it's one of the one comic book characters that broke the fourth wall.
Oops, yeah.
And when they announced that Deadpool was going to be in the Wolverine Origins movie, so pumped. Because I was like, he swears, he's aggressive, he breaks the fourth wall. Ryan Reynolds is going to play him. He's got the
perfect
best sense of humor.
Right.
Like, what could go wrong? What are you doing?
It was driving me nuts.
Oh.
Good.
It's like,
it was sticking out. It was driving me nuts.
I thought you were, like, undoing the mic as you like... Like, goodbye.
No.
Sorry, that sounded sassier than I intended. I just wanted to know what you're doing.
No, it was just driving me nuts.
I was just curious. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
TJ was fixing a cord, and I was curious as to what he was doing, because I'm a child.
It's okay.
So I was like, yes. What could go wrong? Everything, apparently. He literally doesn't have a mouth, so he doesn't speak. All of the things that made Deadpool, Deadpool, gone.
They took them all out.
Which, like, who created that movie?
I don't mind the movie for what it is.
No. Not at all.
You know? But I know it's, like, pretty universally panned by fanboys.
That character, I think the only reason, I think one of the big reasons it was panned was because Deadpool sucked.
Right. Because they didn't do his character justice. No.
So when they were like, we're creating Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds straight up begged to have the role back. Which I don't even think Ryan Reynolds needs to beg. Like, it's Ryan Reynolds. Just give him
the
role.
He is Wade Wilson.
Yeah. He's not acting.
No.
He's that funny.
Right. That's just...
That's how he is.
That's just how he is. He was born to play the character of Wade Wilson.
He said he will play it forever, and I was like, respect.
Right.
Because he actually gets movie roles, so it's not like he doesn't make movies.
He wears prosthetics most of the time, and he wears a mask. Don't really need to be, like, super young to play him. Yeah. So, go ahead.
No, I've been talking. You can go ahead.
I was going to say, very exciting.
Yeah.
I sent it to my mom. My mom has always said, my mom is a total dork. She's actually the one that got me into X-Men growing up. We used to watch the comic or the TV show together, the comic book one. So she always said, I don't like Hugh Jackman. I love Wolverine. Because they're two very different personalities.
Absolutely. I agree with her.
She actually cried when he went in Logan. Because she was like, I can't believe he's done. You know, like.
Yeah.
And like, he was like pretty final. He was like, I'm not coming back. Like, I'm.
Does this not give you like a little hope that like, I mean, it's been a long time since Wolverine has been on the screen. It's been almost 10 years, I think. Because Logan came out in 2014 or 13.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's been a minute since he's been on our screens.
And they said that the movie, the Deadpool 3 movie, will not change anything that happened in Logan because that takes place in 2029.
Mm-hmm. It's still canon.
Right. Still canon.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere out there, he's alive. And he could be a multiverse Wolverine.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know what they're going to do. If they mention that he's still... It's like, that's in the future, though. I'm assuming it's our Wolverine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So, I forgot to say, I sent it to my mom, the same video I sent you. And she sent me a message back. She was like, you got to be fucking kidding me, she said.
Shut the fuck up.
Or shut the fuck up, yeah. And I started laughing so hard because I knew... She would, because that's her favorite character, and she loves Wolverine.
Yeah,
I've always said Wolverine has kind of stolen the X-Men spotlight.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, oh my god, yep, another movie with Wolverine, and there's so many more interesting X-Men characters other than just Wolverine. He's a great character, but he has definitely overshadowed a lot of the other cast. And I asked Celine, I'm like, do you think he'll be done with just this one movie?
No,
it's not. You even said it's not like he has a whole lot going on.
No.
So
I think that Ryan Reynolds probably talked him into doing a couple.
Well, and even I said, it's not like he has to get into the Wolverine shape that he normally does.
No.
He chooses to do that.
Yeah.
And I understand that he's older, so it's probably harder. Man is still in good shape.
He's in pretty good shape. He's right. Like pretty ripped. He's not like jacked like Wolverine is. No. But he's in good shape. Again, this gives me hope because Hugh Jackman said he'd never come back, and he did. Robert Downey Jr. said he'd never come back.
And he is, in a sense.
But I'm talking like...
Yes.
Like, back on our big screens, I think there's a chance. I think there's always a chance.
I've said it before. I said, I think what they're doing is they're giving the big characters that we know and love a break. Excuse me.
You're okay.
I had a sparkling water earlier, and it is...
It's a bomb in your stomach.
It is... Spicy. Mm-hmm.
It's very spicy.
Not like spicy flavoring. It's just like it making me burp. I think what they're going to do is they're going to give the characters that we know and love some time to breathe. Introduce some new characters. Let them get a nice foundation. And then maybe in like, who knows, even in the Kang Dynasty Avengers movie. They might bring everyone back.
I would legitimately, you know what I'm going to say, throw up.
Yeah. I will throw up with you. We'll throw up together.
Everywhere. Projection.
Copiously. Copious amounts.
Okay. Just fountains.
Yes. So, I always think that there's a chance, you know. But we'll see. We shall see.
We shall see. See, we shall.
See, we shall. Shall see, we.
We, she, shall.
Yep. All right. That is all I have now.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, if that is all we got, then TJ and Celine. Out.
It's like second nature now to do that.
It is.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
You want to be a fool
for you.
You. Just playing your game for
two.
Happy crazy, but it ain't no
lie. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Oops, we did it again.
We did it again. All right. Hey, baby, one more time.
Bye, bye. No, I'm kidding. All right. Bye.